This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 564,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That's more than 134,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections globally approaches 12.7 million. It's more than 3.2 million in the U.S. Although U.S. President Donald Trump has avoided wearing a mask in public even as the coronavirus pandemic spread, he donned one Saturday at a military hospital outside Washington, D.C., where he was to meet with wounded soldiers and frontline healthcare workers. The visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center marked Mr. Trump's first appearance with a face covering since the virus began sweeping across the United States earlier this year. The president had previously refused to wear a mask in public or to ask other Americans to do so, saying it was a personal choice. At the medical facility, Mr. Trump walked by media wearing a navy blue mask emblazoned with the presidential seal embossed in gold. The United Nations Security Council has approved a resolution authorizing humanitarian aid deliveries to Syria's mainly rebel-held northwest from Turkey through just one crossing point. It's a victory for Russia in cutting another crossing the UN and aid groups have called critical. Russia, Syria's most important ally, argued aid should be delivered from within the country across conflict lines, and just one crossing point was needed. The UN and humanitarian groups argued unsuccessfully, along with the vast majority of the council, that two crossing points were essential to get aid to the 2.8 million people in the Northwest, especially with the first case of COVID-19 recently reported in the region. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Residents of Seoul paid their respects to the South Korean capital's late mayor, Park Won-soon, at a public memorial set up in his honor. City Hall officials opened the memorial outside its offices amid an outpouring of public sympathy over Park's sudden death on Friday amid reports that he had been implicated in a sexual harassment complaint. The 64-year-old was found dead on a wooded hill in northern Seoul early Friday, about 7 hours after his daughter reported to police he had left her a will-like verbal message and left their home. A former human rights lawyer, Park led two of South Korea's most influential civic groups and was the mayor of Seoul since 2011. He was widely considered a leading liberal candidate for president when his political ally and current president Moon Jae-in's single five-year term ends in 2022. U.S. President Donald Trump's planned executive order on immigration will not include amnesty for migrants known as Dreamers who are in the U.S. illegally but arrived in the country as children. That's according to a White House spokesman who issued a statement after Mr. Trump said his executive order would involve the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. That program, known as DACA, currently protects hundreds of thousands of such immigrants from deportation and provides them work visas, work permits, but does not offer a path to citizenship. Mr. Trump told the Spanish-language TV network Telemundo he was going to do a big executive order, that he had the power to do it as president and make DACA a part of it. The White House statement, however, said that Mr. Trump's executive order would establish a merit-based immigration system and said that he would work with Congress on a legislative solution that could conclude or include citizenship but no amnesty. This all comes after the U.S. Supreme Court last month blocked Trump's bid to end DACA, which was created in 2012 by then-President Barack Obama, but that ruling did not prevent Mr. Trump from trying again to end the program. Former special counsel Robert Mueller is sharply defending his investigation into ties between Russia and President Trump's 2016 campaign. Mueller writes a newspaper opinion piece that the probe was of paramount importance and asserts that Trump ally Roger Stone remains a convicted felon, and rightly so, despite the president's decision to commute his prison sentence. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.